Surprises may disrupt our routine and challenge our plans, but they do not change our purpose. They do not change our purpose.
This is Straight Talk.
Merry Christmas, friends, from all of us at Straight Talk Radio. I'm Joshua Halleck, your host, and I'm here with senior pastor from New Life Community Church and author Mark Jobe. Pastor Mark, we're in the thick of the Christmas craziness, and you know, what should this season, in your mind, what should this season be stimulating for believers?
I think of a couple of things. One, that we need to pause and worship the most incredible act in the universe, the sovereign God of the universe that has always existed, never had a beginning, will never have an end, that cannot be contained or limited in any fashion, becomes a baby with a diaper. I mean, an incredible thought that God would humble himself that way. And the heart behind it all was our salvation. Mm. And so let's not miss that message in the midst of it. And as we're thinking about that message, let's make sure that we take advantage of the Christmas atmosphere to reach out to our family members and friends. You should be inviting someone to church during Christmas. Like we've said before, sometimes there's Christers. They only come to church on Easter and Christmas. And I would say, hey, there's some marginalized people that are semi-spiritual but not really connected that we need to invite out during this time, because I believe that if they're exposed to the gospel, it could radically change their life. So don't miss this window of opportunity.
That's good. That's good. Jesus went out of his comfort zone to reach us. He said to seek and save the lost. And it started with this incredible event, Jesus becoming a man. And now we've been the recipients of that. We've been touched by that, and we need to be able to invite other people to that as well. Friends, there are some incredible local churches in Chicago. If you cannot find one, if you don't know one, we would love for you to be our guest at New Life this Christmas season. You can find out details. We're in neighborhoods around Chicagoland, and you can find out information at www.newlifechicago.org. newlifechicago.org. You can find service times, you can find locations, you can invite friends out that way. And wherever you're at and wherever you're going to church this year, bring somebody with you and share the hope that you have.
Thank you, Josh. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Straight Talk. Glad to have you with us again. Pastor Mark continues in his Christmas series entitled Jesus, The Story Behind Christmas, with a new message called Surviving Surprises. Our text will be found in the book of Matthew chapter 1. We'll be in verses 18 through 25. Let's jump right into the message. Here's Pastor Mark with this edition of Straight Talk.
The world was about to change dramatically because a Savior would be born. I want you to take your Bibles today, and I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Today I want to talk to you about surprises, surviving surprises. You know, life is full of surprises. How about it? Some of you love surprises. Some of you hate surprises. Let's take a quick poll. Who are the surprise lovers here? Just raise your hand, wave at me a little bit. How many of you just do not like to be surprised? Raise your hand, wave at me a little bit. We have about half and half divided between the lovers of surprises and the haters of surprises. I was thinking about surprises for a moment, and here's what I know, that all of us, in one way or another, get surprised in life, sometimes with good news and sometimes with bad news. I was thinking about my greatest surprises, good news and bad news, and as I thought about it a little bit, I thought about my greatest surprise. Both occasions left me a little speechless. Number one was the announcement of my wife's pregnancy with our first child. We had actually been married about 6 years, and we had just gone to the doctor because we felt like, hey, something's wrong here. My wife's not getting pregnant. She was really desiring a baby at the time. We made a consultation with the doctor, and the doctor said, you know what, something has to be wrong here, and so we're going to go for further tests. And so right after that doctor's appointment, I asked the elders of the churches to come and pray over us, and they laid hands on us at the altar, anointed us with oil, prayed over us, and it was just a couple weeks later that, with not knowing what was happening, my wife surprised me with a pregnancy test that she had hung from the ceiling. So when I walked in, it was just kind of sitting, hanging there. Didn't know what it was, just kind of looked at it. What's this thing hanging from the ceiling? And she said, look at the color. Like, okay, I see a color. What does it mean? She said, I'm pregnant. And I was, she caught it on video, by the way, and I was like, just amazed. And that was an incredible, great surprise. Left me speechless. Fast forward about 3 years later, 2.5 years later, I had flown to, my father was ill in the hospital, and we just thought it was something that he was going to get over quickly, and I got a call probably about 5 a.m. by a doctor from the hospital in Spain, and he said to me, you need to get your family and come to the hospital quickly. And I knew something was wrong in his voice, and I said, did my father die? And he said, I can't tell you over the phone. I'm not supposed to tell you, but yes. And I remember the shock of it, the surprise of it, the being left speechless, the stunning part of it, and having to gather my family around. One, a great surprise. One, a sad surprise. But both of them had the same effect. They shock you with news that you quite don't anticipate at the time. I read that surprises to a person is like a pause button. It makes us stop what we're doing. It hijacks our attention. It forces us to pay attention. Psychologists that study this tell us that it intensifies our emotions, our regular emotions, by about 400%. It escalates our attention when we are extremely surprised by something, something that comes our way that we did not anticipate. And here's the normal reaction with surprises. We freeze when we're surprised. It gets our attention. Then we try to find an explanation for it. It takes a while for us to download it. Then we shift perspective, and then we have to share it with someone else. I was thinking about the story found in the Gospels about the birth of Jesus, and it's full of surprises. And there are some of you here today that you've gotten surprises this last year, this last 2 years. Maybe it was a surprise by a doctor report that you did not anticipate receiving. Maybe it was the surprise from your job that you just thought you would be there for the next 20 years. Maybe it was a surprise in your marriage where you thought things were going well and you discovered that this is not what you expected. Maybe it was the surprise of a surprise pregnancy. I don't know what your surprise is, but I know, good or bad, that our life is full of unexpected events in our life. And I want to talk to you for a moment about how to survive the surprises. Some of you are still reeling from surprises that you received a year ago, 3 months ago, 2 months ago, and are trying to figure out, how do I survive that? And so from this story, I want us to look at the story of the birth of Jesus and how God is involved in the surprises in all of our lives. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, it says, this is how the birth of Jesus came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. If you're taking notes, I want you to just write this down. Surprises may disrupt our routine and challenge our plans, but they do not change our purpose. Now think about this. Joseph was excited about this young girl that he was going to marry, a upstanding young girl that he was going to marry. They were engaged already. In the Jewish culture, an engagement was almost equivalent to marriage. Not consummated marriage, but it wasn't like today where someone, you know, gives you a ring and says, hey, I want to marry you in a year and a half or somewhere down the road, and it's just kind of a verbal agreement. Really, in those days, when someone was engaged to be married, if they were going to break the engagement, they had to get a certificate of divorce. So it was a serious proposal. It wasn't just, yeah, we plan on getting married one of these days. In order to get out of the engagement, he had to actually get a certificate of divorce. So he had already planned to marry this young girl, making plans about where they would live and how this new life would be. And suddenly, he gets this unexpected surprise that this young woman that he's about to be married to announces that she's pregnant by the Holy Spirit and that the child within her will one day be the Messiah. Joseph knew her story, yet inside he had plans to divorce her. You see, this surprise had come about by the guiding, the leading, the impulse of the Holy Spirit. Some of us are surprised in life, and you think that every surprise that comes your way is a bad surprise when it changes your plans. Some of you have been surprised, and you look at the surprise and you think, well, it can't be part of God's plan because I had my plans all laid out. And surprises interrupt and disrupt the plans that you've made in life. It takes an unexpected turn in your life that could alter your life in significant ways. I was thinking about how surprises catch us and can alter our life. A good friend of mine and a pastor at New Life Lakeview, a young man that I had mentored myself and raised to the pastorate. He was one of the leaders and had spent many hours with and was part of the eldership team at New Life Lakeview. And when I left that congregation, I installed him as pastor, and he was doing a great job, 5 kids and a wife. And one unexpected day in June, he was riding his motorcycle and someone ran through a stop sign in a car without insurance and hit him so hard that it threw him 40 feet.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You're listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Surviving Surprises, which is from our current series called Jesus, the Story Behind Christmas. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. His message, Surviving Surprises.
When he started that day, life was as normal as any day could be. By the end of that day, he was in a hospital bed with severe trauma to the brain, and the doctor saying, I'm not sure he's going to survive. My friend Kevin now is being taken care of by his mother in Michigan. He can't walk. He has the mobility of one arm. His speech is hard to understand, although he can talk. And you would see him and thank God for his survival, but physically, he's extremely limited compared to what he was before. He suffered the loss of the pastorate, suffered the loss of being able to be an engaged father like he was at one time, and it's actually deeply affected even his marriage and his family. One moment, boom, life could change radically. Yet, as I've spent time with Kevin, I've also realized that all the course of his life has changed. None of us would wish this upon him. His purpose has not changed. I was at the ordination of the young man that's replaced Kevin at New Life Lakeview, who's 27 years old. And at that ordination, my heart was touched and my eyes got watery as there was a video of Kevin. Kevin's hard to understand, but he spoke through the video with subtitles into Chad's life. And Kevin, mustering all the strength he could, spoke into Chad's life saying, "Chad, you're going to step into the pastorate. I want you to be faithful to the word of God. I want you to walk with integrity. I want you to be committed to God. I want you to pray. I want you to be transparent." And he spoke those words. And then when we laid hands on Chad to ordain him as pastor at that place, Kevin's wheelchair was brought up and he was a part of that prayer as well. And I thought to myself, yeah, his ability has changed, but his purpose has not. And one time, he used to preach the word of God and teach people about God. Now, he's a living testimony to what it means to endure difficulty and not lose your faith and still give glory to King Jesus. You see, surprises can catch us off guard, change our life, alter our course, reroute us. But surprises do not alter the purpose to which God has created us for. They don't change our ultimate destiny, our call, the purpose of our life. They may make it more difficult. We may have to approach life a different way, but they cannot change your purpose and your destiny. And you may be here today having experienced a traumatic surprise in your life, thinking that you no longer can fulfill the destiny or the purposes of God. And I want to challenge that. You may fulfill them in a way that's different than what you expected, but your purpose, your call, your destiny in God has not changed, even with surprises in life. I want you to know that. You see, Mary was this young girl that had a heart for God. She loved God. And in her heart, she thought, "I want to bless God. I want to honor God. I want to live righteously for God." And she probably thought in her mind that what it meant is that she would marry a young, godly man, that they would start a household, that she would raise children in the ways of God, that she would be the mother that God had called her to be and the wife that God had called her to be. And she had a plan in her mind how she would glorify God through the life that she would live. But suddenly those plans were interrupted. Her purpose had not changed. She would still give honor and glory to God, but now she would do so as a pregnant teenager. Now she would do so carrying in her womb the life of the Messiah. Little did she know that her purpose would be much bigger than what she anticipated. Little did she know that 2,000 years later, people would be talking about her and her life and her destiny and her purpose. And so I want you to understand that even though surprises may have altered your life, rerouted you in ways that you did not expect, that although the dreams that God has placed in your life may be taking a detour, that the purposes that you desire to fulfill in your life may be on pause the way you expected them to be, but God has not changed your purpose and destiny. He's just figured out his way of fulfilling it in your life. And I love what Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says. And we know that for those who love God, all things, say it out loud, all things. All things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. You see, what Romans is telling us is that everything that happens in our life, God can bring good out of. Not that God is the author of all things that happen in our life. God is not the author of sin. He's not the author of bigotry. He's not the author of the results of sin. But even though the results of sin may happen in our life, even though injustice or bigotry or violence or accidents may happen in our life, God has the power to take all things that come into our life and to repurpose them for His good, for His glory and our good and His purposes. God has the ability to take no matter what happens in your life, the surprises, and squeeze good out of them for His purpose. I love that about God for those that love Him. The second thing I want you to understand and know is that surprises may shock us and test our faith, but they never catch God off guard. It says in verse 20, but after he had considered this, after Joseph had considered the divorce, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sin. Verse 22, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Verse 23, the virgin will be with a child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. So here's what the second thing I want you to understand about surprises and shock that happens in our life. I want you to understand that it may shock you, that it may test your faith, but I never want you to think that in any way what has happened in your life, unexpected circumstances, have caught God by surprise. Because none of life catches God by surprise. God is omniscient, which means He knows all things. God knows the future and the past. God lets history play itself out. And not everything that happens in history is the will of God. But God uses everything that happens in history to fulfill His will. Are you tracking with me? Some people say, well, if God knew that it was going to happen, why did He let it happen? Because God lets history play out. If not, we would be robots, and God has given us free will. God knew that sin was going to happen, but God is not the author of sin. God knew that evil was going to happen, but God is not the author of evil. God is the redeemer of evil, the redeemer of sin. But He lets life play out, but ultimately don't misunderstand the fact that God is letting life play out, but ultimately His end purposes will be fulfilled. In fact, Joseph was incredibly surprised by the fact that Mary was pregnant and was a virgin. Mary was incredibly shocked that her life had been altered and now that she would have to go to her wedding day being pregnant. They were surprised, shocked, overwhelmed. Their life had been turned upside down. But I want you to know that God in no way was surprised. Because in verse 23 it says, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, God with us. Do you know when Isaiah the prophet wrote that? He wrote it 700 years before. 700 years before Mary was surprised, God already knew what was going to happen. 700 years before Mary was ever born, God already knew that a day would come when a virgin would be with child and that she would be carrying the God-man inside of her, Emmanuel, God with us. Hey, Mary may have just found out, but God has known for all eternity. God doesn't get surprised.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe from New Life Community Church in Chicago, and this was the first half of his message called Surviving Surprises, which is from his series called Jesus, The Story Behind Christmas. please do join us again on the next Straight Talk for the second half. Before you go, as I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. Join the 6,500-plus people who have gotten their messages right from their listening device. There you will also find some great messages and a Bible app to help you with your spiritual walk. Also, we invite you to visit us this Christmas season at one of our New Life locations. We have 27 life-giving churches. Log on to newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. You can find the times and the places that we meet, and we would love to meet you. Please tell them that you heard about New Life through the Straight Talk program. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark, myself, and our Straight Talk team. We thank you so much for listening. Please do tune in again on the next Straight Talk as we continue our Jesus, the Story Behind Christmas series. Have a great evening. God bless.